Well, we were so many brahmacharis. So many brahmacharis. They welcomed us. We went here and we began to kirtan and Krishna kirtan. And after that, I did some pravachan. I told them to do kirtan also. When they began, I thought that I should serve them for at least 100 births. Then that bhav can come in our heart. So sweetly, very akarshak, very attractive, and with Radha Bhav, Radha Dasi Bhav. I have not heard before that kirtan. Then I knew that certainly Brajvasis has so much quality that he will have to come so many births here in Mathura and Vrindavan, and to learn, will have to learn all ideas. From then I used to do pranam to every Brajvasi, because they have their birth in Mathura and Vrindavan. They have from birth devotion to Krishna and Radha. Although they are doing so householding all work, in Raghunath Das Goswami, in Brajvilas, has done so much. Yat kinchit trini gulmaki katam kham goste samas tanchitat sarvanand mukunda daitam leela anukulam param sastre muhur muhur nishankitam jancha brahma derapi sastiham tato sarvam maya idam bandate. He is telling that I bow down to all creepers, all trees, serpents, scorpion, and all other beasts and human beings and everything of Vrindavan, I am bowing down. Because Brahma and Uddhava has prayed to Krishna and Radhika. He wants to be any creeper or any grass of Vrindavan. So I also want. Anyone ask to Raghunath Das Goswami, what is the use of being serpent or that? Can they serve Krishna and Radhika? Or certainly they can serve Radhika and Krishna. Once Krishna did anything against the will of Srimati Radhika. Hearing?
Yes.
And he did so much man that Krishna tried to remove her man, but he could not do. Srimati Radhika was going from Krishna to, I am going, returning to my home, to my kunda, or Barsana or Javad. When she progressed some footprint, a black serpent comes and did like this. Horse, horse, horse. She at once afraid so much, at once returned and running, she went in the laps of Krishna. This is Raghunath Goswami is seeing this fact. Krishna could not do, his bansi fell, everything, efforts fell. to remove the man of Radhika. But that serpent, they saw, and she bitten and met Krishna. Krishna, because she became so happy. So everything in Vrindavan are swachit anandamaya. And Leela Parikar. Leela Parikar? Associates of Krishna Leela. And helps Srimati Radhika and Krishna in meeting and other things. So I bow down to all and I want to have sit dust of all. I know that everything. Vrindavan Parikar, Leela Sachidananda. Once a man, I have heard from many reliable sources that once any man who came to Vrindavan to do sadhana and bhajan here for devotional services he kept. He used to go for paikhana ke liye kya? To for toilet. In the groups anywhere. Because no one can see. So he used to went there. When he sat down for that, a very sweet sound came. What are you doing? I am here. I am doing the devotional services to Srimati Radhika. And you are so near Lajja Vihaya. Shemna. You are doing dirty here. He saw that, he saw here and there, but saw that there is none. Again, a sound came. Like this. Then he was so ashamed and knew that every kefir and everything here is like this. So beg pardon there. Felt flat and washed with gobar. Gobar, you know?
Cow dung.
And made it scented. Dhup bhakti and deep he gave there. So in Vrindavan, once a man cut the branches of Imli Tala, that branch of Imli. And at once red
blood.
So many things are seen in Vrindavan. So every one of Vrindavan is pranamna for us. If you want to do bhajan, we should not see any kind of door. Baithi, ek chair le lijiye na. Wo chair lekar ke baithi, niche ho jayega na, tab dikhai nahi padega. Dikhai nahi padega. Acha, tab baithi. So, these are restrictions to be in Vrindavan. How to live? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has warned anyone not to go to Vrindavan and not to live many days. Because they can do offense to all these things. They will say, oh, they are so foolish. They don't know anything. But yes, we should do pranam to all. As Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Sanatana Goswami used to do. When Sanatana Goswami used to go from one village to another village, when he meets any man, they are named Sanatana Goswami Bado Goswami.
Bado Baba.
Bado Baba. Bado Goswami. Sanatana. He used to ask them, oh, how are you? Your sons are better? How are your daughters and your wife? Have you married your sons? Everything in news he collected. But no some relation with all these things. But yet he used to do like this. He is telling that if anyone gives any proposal that you should come to Dwarka or Vaikunth, and there are so many Bhakta, Arjun and all Draupadi are there, Rukmini Shatvama are there, I won't go, never I will go, but I will go to the doors of Prajavasi and I will hear and talk that family matter. I will take remnants of Brajavasi, jhuti roti. You know, have you tested jhuti roti?
From you?
Brajavasi. I will never go there, but I will be in Vrindavan, I will be in Radhakum, I will be in any Vanna, but never go. We have yesterday taken a slok of the last Manjula. What is this? 45. 45. What is called sadhan? No? What is called sadhan? Do you remember the slok of Bhakti Goswami Sindhu? Can you express your idea about this slok?
That when one engages in practical devotional service by which bhava becomes invoked. There's a natural
madhe mukdhangi bhavati hali kulai vritaya argham samarpayitum utka arat swajani swajani kim sumukhi dasati dasikeyam. Something I have explained that Krishna has gone to cowherding and he has gone to Aptokusam Sarovar. Both are waiting for Krishna. There is a Gauri Kund in way to Parikrama at Anur Gram. Have you done Parikrama?
I went there with you, Gauri Kund.
Gauri Kund? Oh, yeah. You have gone there. You have also gone?
Yes,
oh, all good. After that, we have done with so many persons there, so many yatri. Gauri Kunda. Who is getting to Gauri Kund? Srimati Chandravali is there. And Radha Kund, Srimati Radhika is waiting. Very utkantha dasa, utkantha dasa. Chandravali has sent Padma and others to anyhow bring Krishna. And here Lalita and Vishakha has done. And they are in a gesture that we should bring Krishna to our Sakhi. They, Lalita and Vishakha came late. Padma and her Sakhi went some minutes before, and they took Krishna to their Gauri Kunda. Krishna was there. They were so sad, Lalita and Vishakha, and they anyhow tried. Lalita sent Vishakha, go and do anything that he can. He came there at Gauri Kunda. Krishna told, how you have come? Why? She told that just now a demon has come and he has attacked a cow house and cows, and he is driving all cows to Kamsa Goshala and killing all your friends. Krishna told Chandraj, I am coming just now. And she went with Vishakha. And Vishakha told the real fact. And they went to Radha Kunda. Here, Jatila is coming with Srimati Radhika and ordering her that you should do Surya Puja at Surya Kunda. You have done there also? So then they are going there. And Lalita and Vishakha met Krishna and told that he is going there. So Krishna became like a Brahmin boy, taking some books here, and as a brahmachari, and like a sister of devotees of Gargacharya, chhatra of Gargacharya, a student of Gargacharya, and went there. They were waiting. Jatla saw that very beautiful Brahmin door is there. There were two, Madhumangal and Krishna. But certainly they had made so their disguise that anyone cannot recognize them. Srimati Radhika also could not recognize anyone. But this fact is known by Lalita and Vishakha. Jatla don't know. Krishna is then Srimati Jatila prayed that boy to do worship of son. You should make Radhika that puja. Understand? First,
he will lead Srimati Radhika in the puja.
Giving
mantras and...
So, he told that, I will not see the face of that devotee. I will be very far away from her. Very far away from her. And anything I cannot adopt, may take in Dakshina. Anything. She saw that his phone is Lobhi Brahman, not Lobhi, you know?
No desire.
No desire at all. I have not seen a Brahman like this boy. certainly he is a very very qualified Brahmin. He did so. He read a mantra of Surya. जगत मंगलकारी जगत मंगलकृत गोत्रम स्तुति दीप्त प्रवरम सूचि भवंतम विश्व सर्माणम पुरोहितया दृणे. He told that my name is Vishwa Sarma. Vishwa Sarma is name of any Brahmin boy. My name is Vishwa Sarma. When a puja is done, any archan is done after all months, and they cannot do archan himself, then there is a prasanidhi of representative. He is my representative. You'll have to accept with name and gotra of all. What is your name and gotra? Name and gotra, you know? Mm-hmm. What is your gotra? What is your gotra? Achyut. We are of Achyut gotra. But we are not of Achyut gotra. You are. No? What is your gotra?
My
gotra. My gotra. Your Achyut gotra. Our is Radha Gotra. So here we should learn all these things. In Achyut Gotra there are two Gotra, Achyut Gotra and Radha Gotra. But very fine and very sweet Gotra is Radha Gotra. So Jaganamangalam Gotram. Here, the adjective of fun is given here. Sun gives rays to whole world. No? Krishna gives what thing? So many suns and suns, so many moons and everything. Adi, anadi. Krishna adi of all and himself anadi. Ishvara sarva? Sunda sarva karana karana. Ishvara parma krishna sachidananda vidya. Anadi radha govinda sarva karana. Sun gives life, but actually he does not give life. Life gives Krishna. So Krishna is the root of all things, whether worldly things are all these things, aprakitabhasthi. Surya cannot give light in her, but Krishna can give light here, in heart also, and out of heart also. Sun cannot destroy our ajnan, understanding our ajnan, but Krishna can give prakash so that our every kind of ajnan, ignorance, goes away. So there are two meanings of this slope. One goes to sun and other goes to Krishna sun. Here Krishna is sun. So Vishwa Sarmanam, what is the meaning of Vishwa sun? Any name, but here Vishwa Sarmanam means he gives everything. Sarma means to train. Sarma means the meaning of in Sanskrit, Sarma means spring. He gives whole world, every view, Krishna Prem. So those he is giving Krishna Prem to all jivas. He is Vishwa Sarman and Radhika, he is Krishna is telling, Vishwa Sarma is telling to Radhika, you should utter this one thing, that I am drilling an enemy. धारण कर रहा हूँ मेकिंग रिप्रेजेंटेटिव यू और आई एम टेकिंग यू एज माई पुरोहित वरन In Diksha, we take our Gurudev as my Gurudev, that he, for every worker, is allowed to come in several births, 40, 40 and 100. He is my superior spiritual master. I never agree. This is called Varan in Sanskrit. So I am Brene. I am taking this person, this Brahman boy, as my Purohit, who will do Surya Puja on behalf of me. No? Here Surya means Krishna Surya. See, Bhagavate Sanatamam Sangharate Anurajine. Those who serve this son, Anuragini, those who are Anuragi, those who worship Sun, he will give life, no? And he will save me from darkness. But here, Anuragini, those who are Anuragi to this Krishna Purush, Vishwasarma, that is Sun, he will have everything in his life. Krishna will give him. Prem and all these things. So I give pranam Puras Sate Tasmai Mitraya Padmini Bandhave Namah Padmini Bandhave Mitraya Namah Padmini Bandhave Sakti Sal Hain?
Right.
That's 8 minutes in Namusha Abhi Khatam Karte Hain. Padmini Bandhave means the friend of lotus. No? Padmini means feminine gender. No? So sun is mitra, friend of Padmini Bandhave. So I bow down to this mitraya. Mitraya means Surya. Sun. Padmini Bandhave Mitraya Namaha. That next meaning is this, that Padmini Srimati Radhika is Padmini. Bandhu, mana friend. Mitraya, Sakhi, Sakha. Here Sakha means, Mitraya means, not only friend. So, hidden meaning is there. Understanding? Mitraya. So, I am giving pranam to Padmini Bandhave Mitraya. I am giving pranam to Surya, not that meaning. That means I am giving pranam to Krishna. So, every month of Avahana Mantra, you know, Swagatam, Swagatam, Idam Atmaniyam, Idam Paniyam, Etat Pushpam Allam, Subhyam Namaha, no? Idam Mallam, Chandanam, Snaniyam, everything. And at last, Pushpa, Pushpanjali Namaha, in the case. My heart is Pushpa, like Pushpa. I am giving this whole heart in the shape of Pushpanjali. So, he did so, but he did for Krishna, and the mantra was for Sun and Krishna both.
When Jet left her, she was astonished. I have never seen like a Purohit like this boy. She knows so many monks. And when Krishna told Srimati Radhika to give to Anjali, his hands were trembling. And Krishna is telling that, give it to son. And in the midway, all postures fell down in the feet of Krishna. Jatila is seeing that why she is fearing, and by fearing, the servants are fell on the feet of Krishna. But actually, she was going to give these flowers to son. She did not understood all these things. She became so much happy. So, Jatila. And he told that, what should I do? Krishna told that, I am disciple of Dharvacharya. I don't take anything dakshina of any this puja. No, I will have to give anything to you. If you want to give, give your heart to me. Only your Shraddha I want. Nothing. Get more, please. No? She told Srimati Radhika, give your ring, golden, and here are that ring, diamond. Two in fingers, Srimati Radhika gave to Jatila. I don't say, give it to that Purohi. She told that I will not give to that Purohi. Add 10 and you should give. Then he said that my Vadhur is also very good of character. So, he believed both Krishna as a Brahmin boy and this Radhika daughter-in-law, very good character. Now he gave it to Krishna, but Krishna told that I never see. But I see that your putra-vadhu means daughter-in-law, is so bhauti, so bhagyavan, so fortunate. Why? I know, I have read so much Samudrik poetry, and I know to read this forehead. And by faith, I can know everything. And think, can you see this? This? I will see it but for distance, not near. So just like at once gave her hand. Was Krishna. And Krishna seeing the line, Krishna become so trembling. Then he told that she is Kamala. You know Kamala? Lakshmi. Where she lives, Kamala is bound to live there and serve. And there are so many qualities of this lady. Then she took her daughter-in-law and at once went to her home. Radhika is seen standing in the middle, no? Krishna also wants to live. But at that time, Krishna also returns with Madhumangal. He anguthi takes Madhumangal and he partly tied in this. This like so. And Jatila has brought some laddu, Manohar laddu and all these things.
for puja. She also gives to Krishna, but Krishna denies. So Madhumangala says, I am assistant and servant of this Mahapurohit. Give me, I will carry. See, this stomach is not good. So he cannot take. But my hope in proper way. He took and also tightened in his gamsha. Krishna went to Kusum Sarovar where all cowherds were waiting for Krishna. Baldev Prabhu came and all Sudam, Madhumangal, everyone came. Where you are? But Yogamaya, by Yogamaya, Krishna, they show that this thought that only a moment Krishna was out of her. Perhaps it was Madhumangal, he was drinking water to Kusum Sarovar, or anywhere he was for a moment, not more than a moment. So did not think more. Now it was midday, all wanted to take their prasadam. They sat round around Krishna. So many lines were there. First row, second row, third row, fifth row, in circle type, in the midst of Krishna sat. Everyone who were back side of Krishna, they are saying that I am in front of Krishna. And Krishna is taking and giving only with me. Those who are inside here all knew that we are with Krishna. And Krishna is laughing. Then everyone were encircled there. And everyone were known that Krishna is in front of me and I am taking and giving. With laughing, making laughing Krishna, all were taking. In the meantime, Madhumangal was sitting so grave. Grave, you know? Not giving and taking anything. And he anguthi and laddu ahiya. No? With a stick in his hand. If anything comes. Balde grasped something. It is proper word? Grasped?
Yes.
There's something is here. So he told anyone, Siddham, Suval, or any friend, that do like this. He was sitting like this from behind. Suval and Siddham both came and did like this. First, and he became like, then he did. And snatched. With anguthi and all laddu. And one gave it to other, and this came so long distance, both came. And after that, laddu came, and they divided into all boys. He was then so furious, Madhumangal, and used to do lucky like this, and abusing Krishna and Baldev and all others. And Brahmi, I will give you cost, you know?
Yes.
Like Durvasa. And he told that, I am just now going to come, Maharaj. And I'll complain against these cowherds, but they don't know that I am Brahmin son. I can do everything. I can burn fire just now. Then he was waiting also. Then Krishna went there and fell on the feet of Brahmin. Oh, you are my friend, very good friend. Don't do so. Otherwise, Kansa will come and give danda to me, punishment. But I know what he can do. Kansa, lakhs and lakhs. Kansa cannot do anything, any harm. Don't do so. Then he brought some misty laddu and gave. And again, they explained. So here, this Sakhi is telling that will you accept me as a dasi? Dasat dasi ke yam. At that time I will be with you, and may you tell me to carry all the drabdha, artham drabdha, you know?
I don't
know. The materials which were to be used in sun worship. In a golden pot, thala, plate, golden plate, I will take. And all these we do. And when you order, I will put up your finger ring. And what you will order by your eyes, I will do, I think. So please be so much merciful that allow me to write my name in the register of your dasi, so that I may taste all these things and see my own by my own eyes. This is the prayer of this issue. Then I know that we will discuss it in Mathura. Brajapuru Parishadya Agyamishtannam Bhavudu Mati Jatnatasena Pankam Baroru Pakvam Baroru. Now he will tell that Yasoda has given order to Radhika by Kundalata that in evening when Krishna will return from cow herding, he will be so hungry. But yet he is no test in taking anything. But if Radhika cooks and prepares, he will take with test. So please send something for Krishna. So here Dasi, that Tulsi Manjari, Arati Manjari, is requesting Srimati Radhika, when you will order me to carry all these things in evening for Krishna, and Krishna will take it so safely, all these things. So order me, and please keep me as a dasi to do all these things. I was going to tell, but I forgot. What is sadhana? What is bhava-bhakti? And what is prema? In Bhakti-rasa-mrita-sindhu, it has been discussed. Kriti sadhya bhaveta sadhya bhava sa sadhana vidha. I am describing only sadhana. There are two kinds of bhakti sadhana. With nistha and without nistha. You have read perhaps, I have told. Nishtita sadhan and anishtita bhakti sadhan. Anishtita, with so many nama parat, siva parat, and so many anarths, like sukriti uttha, duskriti uttha, aparadhutta, bhakti uttha, there are so many kinds. Have you told you?
No.
I will describe it all in Mathura. Especially, we know name often. We know seva aparadh also. And guru aparadh also. And we try to escape from all these things.
So with these all offenses, when we chant, when we hear, when we meditate, this is anisthita. It will produce bad fruit, not good fruit, like Krishna Prasad. Sadhana Bhakti are also of two kinds, Vaji Bhakti Sadhana and Raganugama. And these are of two, Nishthita and Anishthita. When we do it with Nishtha, then it is called Nishthita Bhakti. Of Uttam Bhakti, Anna Vilas Rahit, Jnan Karma, Sunna, not Sunna but Anabhritam.